This chazor is echnesh bechachas shagavim yudim besechem lachos daf mem zayin. The Braisa says the lambs only make the breads kadosh through shechita. How so? If they were shechted l'shma and the zrika was done l'shma, the breads become kadosh. The shechita and the zrika were done not l'shma, the breads don't become kadosh. If the shechita was done l'shma, the zrika done not l'shma, Rebbe says the breads are kadosh but not kadosh. Rav Elazar son of Shimon says the breads are only kadosh if the shechita and the zrika were done both l'shma. Rebbe's view that the shechita alone makes the shechita kadosh based on the pasuk of Yasa Ayel Yasa Zevach, Zevach referring to the shechita. So Yasa Ayel Yasa Zevach Shlom Lashem al Salam Matzos, which is written regarding the Nazir Shlomim and breads, and we learn from over there. Rav Elazar son of Shimon says the word Yasa teaches that they only become Kaddish when all things were done. Rebbe says, since the pasuk says Yasa Zevach, it teaches that the things to be done refer only to the Zevach, to the Shechita. Rav Elazar son of Shimon says the word Zevach teaches like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that everyone agrees the bread has to exist at the time of the Shechita. What does Rebbe mean that the breads are Kaddish but not Kaddish? Rav Elazar said it means Kaddish but not completely Kaddish. Rav said it means it's Kaddish but it's not mutter for the Kaham to eat. What's the nafkamina between the two? And for tomorrow, the difference would be where the bread is redeemed. According to Abaye, the money used would become kadosh, and according to Rava, it would not, because this version follows Rashi's ultimate explanation. According to Rava, we can explain the machlekes as being that Rebbe holds that money would not become kadosh, and the Rabbi Lazar, the son of Shimon, holds that this money would become kadosh. However, according to Abaye, what's the machlekes? And for tomorrow, the machlekes would be whether the breads would become puzzle for leaving the Azor. According to Rebbe, they would become puzzle. According to Rebbe, the son of Shimon, they would not. If the lambs were shechted l'shma, but the zrika was done not l'shma, could the breads be eaten? The Gemara asked, what's the question? According to Rebbe, the son of Shimon, it's the zrika that makes the breads kadosh. According to Abaye's and Rav's understanding of Rebbe, the breads may not be eaten. The Gemara explains, he's asking according to the view of Rabbi Akiva in a Braisa, taught by the father of Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Akiva says that if the bread of Shea Lechem left the Azara after the Shechita, but before the Zrika was then done with pigle intent, Rabbi Akiva says the breads become also as pigle as well. Shesha explained that Rabbi Akiva follows Rabbi, but holds the Zrika is effective for something that was taken out of the Azara, which is something that we find that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer argue about elsewhere. So based on this, Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak was asking that according to Rabbi Akiva, since the Zrika can combine the breads to the lambs in terms of pigle, maybe it can do so even when the Zrika was done, not Lashma as well, or maybe we say it only combines the Chumra, not Lakula. Papa asked, why do we have to understand Rabbi Akiva as explained by Rav Sheshes that the breads were outside the Azor at the time of the Shechita? Maybe the case is the breads were brought back in before the Shechita, and Rabbi Akiva is following the view of Rabbi Elazar, son of Shimon, who holds that the Shechita does not make the breads Kaddish, and therefore they did not become possible when they were taken out of the Azor. And for the Gemara, it must be that Rabbi Akiva is following the view of Rabbi that the Shechita makes them Kaddish, because if it's only the Zrika that makes them Kaddish, a possible Zrika, like a Zrika of Pigle, could not make them Kaddish. Like we find that Rav Gidlin and Rav said that the Zrika of a Pigle cannot make a carbon subject to or free from Me'ila. The Gemara says this is not a valid refutation of Rav Papa, because we have learned that this ruling of Gidlin and Rav was refuted. Therefore, it can't serve as the basis of the explaining the view of Rabbi Akiva. If the lambs were shechted l'shma and the breads were then lost, may the zrika then be done not l'shma so as to allow the meat to be eaten? Could it would then become a regular shlom, not the shlom of shtei alechem, and could therefore be eaten? Rav Zeir said, can there be something that's possible if it was done l'shma, but it's kosher if done not l'shma? We have the case of a carbon Pesach that's offered before Chatzos. It's possible if it was done l'shma, and it's kosher if it was done not l'shma, because it becomes a shlomim. After the Gemara of Zeir, man, do we ever find something that was fit to be brought l'shma and was then rejected from being brought l'shma, and would be possible if brought l'shma, yet would be kosher if brought not l'shma? We have the case of a Pesach brought after the time of its proper shechita, which was fit to be brought l'shma, and now would be possible if it was brought l'shma, and yet it's kosher if it's brought not l'shma. After the Gemara of Zeir, man, do we ever find something that was fit to be brought l'shma, was shechted l'shma, and was then rejected from being brought l'shma, and would be possible if brought l'shma, and yet would be kosher if brought not l'shma? We learned that a toida that was shechted l'shma and was then rejected can have the zrika done for the sake of a shlom and could then be eaten. And it's more the case of toida is different, because the Torah specifically refers to a toida as a shlomim.